Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of The Invested Entrepreneur. Brandon Love here. I'm going to jump into a solo episode today and just draw attention to something I've noticed that's coming back to the market, and that is multiple offers. So before you get worried about them and feel like you're missing the boat, I'm just going to share a couple tips and tricks today on how you can navigate multiple offer scenarios and make sure you are the one who wins the house. So kicking things off, it starts with preparation, as do most endeavors in life. So you want to make sure that you have everything prepared on your side. That means having a proper pre-approval done, not a pre-qualification. So have those documents submitted, have a budget done, know down to the penny what you're comfortable with, because in a multiple offer scenario, what happens is someone might offer $5,000 more. Next person comes in $10,000 more. What's the line in the sand that you're comfortable with? Don't get all caught up in the transaction and put yourself in a position that actually gives you a lot of anxiety going forward. This is going to be a home you're going to live in or invest in, and you want to feel good about that scenario going forward, not that you put yourself in a bad position because you got caught up in the emotions of multiple offers. Another key part here is make sure you have a realtor partner on your side who has navigated the scenario before, knows how to handle it, and is there to kind of calm things down, draw back focus, and make sure that you're getting the best deal. Things can get out of hand quickly when it comes to multiple offers. And that's when, like, during the pandemic, we had a lot of this and you saw people spend like $200,000, $250,000 over. And then when the market kind of corrected a bit, those people are now holding the bag with this property they can't sell. And they're in a position where they're in negative equity. We don't want this to happen to you. You're our invested entrepreneur community. We want you to be growing towards financial freedom. Having a property in negative equity does not set you up for success there. Okay, point number two also is on preparation. If you're selling your home, have it ready to be sold. It blows my mind when people say, I found the dream property, but they don't have their property prepped and ready to go. So your realtor will give you a few tips and tricks on what you can do to improve your home, usually just some painting, little things like that, touch up the curb appeal. And then anything major, a lot of the times you're not going to take on that project at this point, okay? If you have to do any cosmetic repairs though, take a couple weeks, get those done, and then be ready so that when you find that property, if you have to put a sale of purchaser's property condition in, your home is at least ready and rolling to go. So your realtor can just go stick the sign in the ground, list it on MLS, get this photos done, maybe a little bit of staging, but it's not these massive projects and time that's holding things up on your side of things. Let your team do the work. Trust your realtor, and you want to be able to just hand this property off to them and let them do their job. One thing I see a lot of people get into a scenario with is they find the dream home, it gets into multiple offers, they realize they need more money than they are pre-approved for. They say, okay, we need to have that emergency plan. I'm going to reach out to my parent, my aunt, my uncle, and say, hey, worst comes to worst, can you cover me with this additional amount of funds? And they're scrambling and they're anxious and all these feelings boil to the surface. And sometimes those people say yes, sometimes those people say no, and it can create this sort of tension and discomfort there. It's better to have those conversations in advance. So line up the contingency plan of, if we encounter this, do we have someone who can step up and help us out for the short term? Who is that person? What are they comfortable with? And then that goes back to point number one. Put that in your plan so that you know your line in the sand that you cannot cross. And you're going forward knowing, okay, here's what I'm comfortable with. Worst case scenario, I do have this backup plan and I can draw off that if I need to. That gives you such a clear mindset going in. It allows your realtor to know where they can take you. Also, which properties might be too far past that point. So you're not getting super amped up on something that they know is price low, is going to get 14 offers kind of thing, and is just kind of more of a marketing thing. And it sets you up for success for that offer process. It also gives you a competitive edge when you're competing with someone else and you really want to win it, to know, hey, I've got this little ace in my pocket that I can pull off and throw on the table and win this deal. Last part here is something that Tom and I offer our clients and our realtor partners. And we are pretty unique in doing this, but it's something you could ask your mortgage broker to do depending on the market you're in and what they're comfortable with. So for example, if you come to us as a client, process-wise, you're going to have a discovery call, you're going to complete the application, we're going to gather all the respective documents, send you back a budget that shows you down to the penny what you're approved for, and then any properties you're looking at, either you or your realtor is sending us the MLS, and we're updating that budget, sending it back to you, so you have a very crystal clear picture of what you can afford. In saying that, we also have a really clear picture of what you can afford, what your budget is, and any flaws in your files. Maybe it's like recent employment, you're on probation with an employer, or you've had some credit blips in the back. We're aware of some of these red flags that lenders are going to draw attention to, and we've mitigated the risk on our side. Knowing all of this gives us confidence, and that's very important because the next phase is the winning ticket. And that's what we call Offer Assist. So here's what we do with Offer Assist. You find the dream home, you're over the moon, you want to write your offer, but you realize it's in competing offers. So how do we stand out? And this Offer Assist is something we came up with during the pandemic because this was happening over and over. Clients would go put offers in, they'd get beat out by someone who removed all conditions. They'd get beat out by someone who put $200,000 more. They'd get beat out by someone who's a cash buyer, whatever it was. There were so many scenarios they were losing, and we said, how can we stand out from the pack here? And what we came up with was a little bit of a strategy that just drew attention to how strong our clients were and how strong our process was. So here's what we do. It's really simple. We record a quick video of ourselves talking, and we say, hey, it's Brandon Love from A Mortgage with Love. I'm working with John Smith. His file is rock solid. He's super stoked about this house and really looks forward to being the next owner of it. The only thing standing in our way right now is you and your clients accepting our offer. So I just wanted to share that the file is very solid. We have several lenders lined up who would be more than happy to fund this file. Credit picture is great. We have full documents and we're ready to rock and roll. If there's any concerns on your side, feel free to reach out to me directly and we can chat about things from there. If not, I look forward to working with you and helping John achieve this dream of owning your home. When a realtor receives that video or a video similar to that, and they share it with their client, it gives such a sense of confidence. So if I'm sitting there as the client and I'm looking at offer number one, offer number two, offer number three, one might have 5,000 more, 2,000 more, 10,000 more, but one might have a financing condition. One might have condition X. One comes with this video that says the file is solid. The broker's confident enough to actually include this. It gives me this feeling of confidence and peace. And I'm saying, you know what? I'm going to pick that person because I want my house to actually close. I've got another offer going in on somewhere else. And I need to have the confidence and peace of mind knowing that this transaction is actually going through. So many people have read news articles right now and been jilted by sellers walking away at the time of closing. We see it almost every day now where someone walks away at the time of closing and one of our clients is like, what do we do? And we have strategies for that as well. But put yourself in the mindset of that person receiving the offer video. It gives them such a great sense of confidence and it will help you win the deal. So these several points are going to be great for you if you're in a competing offer situation. Really, the foundation of everything here is starting with a really great team who can help you navigate and then being prepared for things going forward. Once you're prepared, that gives confidence in the whole team and the strategy going forward, and we can go through and win the deal for you. So if you're in a competing offer scenario and you don't have this confidence in your team, let us know. We're happy to help you out. If not, please join us next week for another Mortgage Monday and tune in on Fridays for Freedom Friday, where we share both our own personal stories and have guests on who have achieved financial independence or are on the journey to achieving that. Have an awesome day. Cheers.